You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.tv. Enjoy.
Awesome God, mighty God, holy God, your holy presence. Tell you what I saw. People are going to get touched with the glory. We're going to pray for people tonight. Going to get touched with the Shekinah glory, the Kabod, the heavy, the glory that has weight and substance. There's going to be something fresh of the presence of God on your life. It's in the room. There's hungry people here tonight. The crowd that's here tonight, it's not the crowd we've had any other night, and the crowd that's going to be here this weekend, but the people that are here right now on a Thursday night, you're here because you're hungry for the glory, and God is offering us something tonight that we can break through in the spirit and touch a realm in his presence. It's just Jesus tonight I want to see. Jesus I want to see tonight. Jesus, I want to worship. Jesus, I want to touch tonight. My heart burns for him. Jesus is my obsession. And I have a word tonight. If you're watching, I have a word tonight. There's people weeping and groaning and repenting at the altar. I mean, it's just awesome. I'm vibrating on the inside. I wish you could feel this. I just want to be caught up tonight. Caught up in Jesus. Just caught up. It doesn't matter that the world is watching. God, you're pouring out your spirit tonight. You're pouring out your glory. You're pouring out your glory. Pour it out into every home. Pour it out into every living room. Pour it out into every hungry heart. I'm telling you, if you're tired, burned out, and you just said, God, I need a revival. I need a revival in my heart. He's giving it to you. There's weary people that are tired and weary. You don't even know why you're preaching anymore. You don't even know why you're pastoring. You don't know why you're ministering anymore. You're just so tired and weary and burned out, and you can't go on anymore. You need revival in your soul. You need revival in your heart. It's happening in the spirit right now. There's people in this room. They're just saying, Todd, I'm just so burned out. I haven't been touched by the presence of God. I haven't been touched by the anointing. That's what's happening right now. It's like the angels are pouring out oil. It's coming into your lamps, and the fire is beginning to burn again, and you're saying, God, restore to me the lamp of my first love. And people are just getting touched, and they're just getting drawn in tonight. They're getting drawn into the presence of God. You're getting drawn in your living room into the presence of God, and I see the Lord touching. It's times of refreshing for those that are tired and weary and burned out. There's a fresh mantle. There's a fresh anointing coming on you right now. There's a wind of the Spirit that's blowing right now. Come on, Pastor, receive it in your heart and rise up again and get back to the vision. Get back to the high calling right now. Now's not the time to give up. There's a vision. There's a fresh anointing like a wind blowing that's going to put vision in your heart again. It's burning in your heart again, and you're going to see again, and you're going to get up and run again, and you're going to press on to the mark of the high calling again. And it's happening to many people in this room right now. If you'll just take it and you'll just say, God, my revival tonight, my awakening tonight is in your glory. God's awakening gifts in you. God's awakening dreams in you. God's awakening hunger in you. We don't come to play church anymore. We don't come to have an agenda. We don't come with politics and religion anymore. If you're here tonight and you got one desire, you want to see the glory of God, if you'll ask Him for it, He'll give it to you. I don't know about you, but I'm asking tonight, Father, give me the glory. Give me the glory, greater glory, greater glory than we've seen, a greater level than what we've had already. Hallelujah. That something is going to happen and begin and be released in the Spirit tonight. Even right now, many of you, that revival is coming into your home. That revival is coming through your television. That revival is coming through the computer right now. And it's a fresh fire coming. And it's like what you need in your soul. It's what you need in your spirit right now, so you can get up again. And you've been wounded and tired in the battle. Hallelujah. And you need a fresh fire. There's a fresh fire. There's a fresh fire. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Shoo. 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 Things being birthed by the Holy Spirit. Things being released. Thinking about this today. I was thinking about this today. In Matthew 17, when Jesus went up onto the Mount of Transfiguration, we remember how Jesus was transformed, how Jesus was transfigured, and it talks about how the cloud of glory came over the mountain. The cloud of Shekinah glory came over the mountain. And Jesus stood on the mountain, and out of the cloud, out of the glory presence, came the voice. The Father spoke, "This is my Son in whom I am well pleased." And out of the cloud of glory, the Shekinah glory cloud, stepped two witnesses, Moses and Elijah. And I heard the Lord speak to me about the cloud. I want to be under the cloud. Talking about the Shekinah glory cloud. Jesus saw the cloud. He was transformed, transfigured in the cloud. His face became as white as the sun. His clothing became white like lightning in the cloud. He got under the cloud on the Mount of Transfiguration. But out of the cloud stepped two witnesses. And I saw something in the Spirit tonight. I saw a cloud, a glory cloud, and out of the cloud stepped witnesses. The cloud of witnesses. It was the cloud, the glory cloud of witnesses. I saw it tonight, as described in the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. And I said, God, out of the cloud, it wasn't Moses and Elijah, but I saw John G. Lake and A.A. Allen. I saw Jack Coe. I saw Catherine Coleman. I saw men and women that have been used mightily by God in revival signs and wonders. And they stepped out on the balcony. It was like the balcony of heaven. And they stepped out and they looked down on this meeting in Tongat. And it was like, God, the cloud of witnesses in heaven. Paul is in that cloud. Peter is in that cloud. Abraham is in that cloud. Elijah is in that cloud. Every man and woman that has gone to be with the Lord is a part of the great cloud of witnesses in heaven. And when I was thinking about the glory cloud that came, I said, God, something's coming out of the cloud. Something's coming out of the glory tonight. And it was witnesses. Heaven is in agreement. Heaven is witnessing tonight. And again, when I saw the witness, my first thought was, we are standing in the courts of heaven. And out of the courts of heaven was justice. God was decreeing and speaking justice. When I came to the end of my prayer time today, I had a powerful vision. I'm going to tell you what I saw, because it's happening tonight. It's happening in the Spirit. I'm going to just read out of the book of Esther. It was like the courtroom that I saw was the palace, the banqueting table where Esther had her feast. And you know, it was called the house of wine. Esther's feast, Esther's banquet was the house of wine. And it was where Esther found favor. And you remember the story in Esther, the 5th chapter. I'm just going to read quickly. In Esther chapter 5, It happened on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner court.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Of the king's palace, across from the king's house, and the king sat on his throne in the royal house, facing the entrance of the house. And it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court, she found favor in his sight. Esther found favor in the sight of the king. And she had prepared, and Esther had gotten ready. 6 months in the oil of myrrh, 6 months in the perfume. Esther, the beauty preparations. Esther prepared herself for one moment of favor. I want the king to see me. I want the king to see me. How many of you live for that? I live for the king to see me. I live for the favor that comes from the king. I live to stand in the favor of God. And Esther found favor in his sight. And the Bible says the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. And the king said, "What do you wish? What do you wish?" I saw the Lord extend the golden scepter tonight for those that had favor in the presence of the king. And the invitation was, "What do you wish?" You can ask whatever it is that you wish up until half the kingdom. Three different times the king said to Esther, "What is it that you want me to do for you? Because you have favor." And Esther had so much favor, something happened. I want you to see it in Esther, the 8th chapter. And it was last week I prophesied about an anointing, an oil. And I said it was like the oil, the Esther oil, the Esther anointing was coming into the meetings. It was like a perfume, a fragrance. Somebody sent me a letter and they said, "What do you mean we were in the courts in the palace of Esther? What does that mean, the Esther anointing?" You know, everything that we have in the scripture is more than just history. It's the word of God, but it's a shadow of something that's real in heaven. Everything in the scripture is a shadow of the true heavenly copy. There is a king's court. There is a king's palace. Jesus is the King of Kings, and we have favor. Hallelujah. It's not just a story of Esther finding favor with a secular king. I'm telling you, there's something about the royal scepter that's being extended in this moment and in this hour for those that find favor in the glory of God. And there's an invitation to ask what you wish up until half my kingdom. And the Lord said, "I'll give it to you." Three different times to Esther. Oh, she had to make herself ready. She had to get ready. And you know what she wanted? She said, "I want favor. I want the king to see me. I want the king. That's all I want. I want Jesus. I want the king to see me. I live for the king. I live for the king. I live for the king to see me." And then in Esther chapter 8, it says the king in verse 2 took off his signet ring. His signet ring. Reading in verse 8, he said to Esther, "Write a new decree. Write a decree concerning the Jews as you please. Write it in the king's name. Seal it with the king's signet ring. And whatever is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's signet ring, no one, no devil, no political spirit, no religious spirit, no man, no human agenda, no one can revoke it. What is written in the name of the king, whatever you ask in my name, I will give it." We have the name of Jesus. Whatever we ask in his name, when we write something, when we decree and speak something in the name of the king, the signet ring authority of the Father in heaven comes on your decree that you speak under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and no man and no devil and no circumstance and no situation can revoke it. I want you to hear it again. I want you to hear it in your living rooms. Come on, this is the word of the Lord. Esther chapter 8, verse 8. This is what I saw in the spirit tonight. This is what's happening in the glory. This is what's happening in the favor of God. Now listen to it again. Write a decree concerning the Jews as you please. Could you imagine if God said, whatever you write in my name, I'll give it to you? The Father in heaven said, whatever you write in my name, whatever you decree, whatever you please, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. The king didn't even read it. He said, whatever you put on the page, Esther, whatever you want the decree to be for the Jews, whatever you speak, the king will back it up. Whatever is written in the king's name and sealed with the king's ring, no man can revoke. In the spirit realm, in the spirit realm, there are things that are going to happen tonight, because I had a vision before the throne of God tonight. And a scroll came out of heaven. I saw a scroll come out of heaven. And when I saw the scroll, it was called a title deed. And I know I had a prophecy about the title deed. Wendy, you gave me a word about the title deed. But I saw a scroll roll out of heaven. And it was a deed. It was like a piece of, if you had a piece of property and you wanted to have the land and you had to have an owner, a title. That's what came out of heaven. And I saw in the spirit, I signed a title. And I said, Lord, what is that? He said, it's authority. You know, when you own something, you have authority. When you own the land, when you have the title deed, that gives you the authority. You're not renting anymore. You got ownership. It's yours. It belongs to you. And the name of the title deed was revival. The name of the title deed was awakening. And I said, Lord, you gave it to me and I signed it. No man can take it from me. No devil can take it from me. No religious spirit can take it from me. Hallelujah. No political spirit can take it from me. No human agenda can take it from me. When God gives you a dream or a vision or an anointing, no man can hijack it. No man can take it from you, says the Lord. I'm telling you, when it's been given to you by heaven, when heaven has ordained it, and heaven says, this is yours, sign it, sign it. I gave you the title deed. And then the vision changed, and I signed another paper in the spirit. And I said, Lord, what is this? He said, you're signing an agreement. If two or more of you agree on earth concerning anything that's in heaven, your Father will do it. I signed an agreement. Something that can only be released when you agree with what heaven is saying. If two or more of you agree on earth concerning anything that you pray for, it shall be done by your Father who is in heaven. That's what Jesus said. Sometimes we can't get heaven to release what heaven wants to give us until we come into agreement with what heaven is saying, and we sign the agreement. If two or more of you agree together. And then a third time the vision changed, and this time I signed a contract. And I said, Lord, I signed a title deed, I signed an agreement, and I signed a legal contract. What's a legal contract? It's binding. I saw the Lord take the signet ring. You know what the signet ring was? A lion's head. The lion of the tribe of Judah, the lion. My wife saw it. She said the signet ring was the face of a lion, and it was sealed with the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah. When the lion roared in the spirit, it sealed the contract. And I heard the Lord say, there are people in this meeting, even watching me right now, I've seen on the table a literal contract in the natural, not just the spiritual. There's a contract for your business that it's been delayed and it hasn't been signed. The contract, if you sign it, there's going to be money, investment, and business. There's people in this room right now that have the contract. I'm prophesying to you. Stand up. I want you to come down here. If that's you right now, you have a business contract. Something is standing against you from signing it. And when you sign it, it's a lot of money. Come up here right now quickly. Come up here. I'm going to pray for you right now. There's several people in this room. That is a word of knowledge. I see you. I see the Lord releasing the contract. I see the Lord releasing an agreement. I see the Lord releasing the title deed. And I was praying for businessmen and businesswomen, and I was prophesying the release.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Of the title deed, the release of the church building, the release of the title, the deed to the land and the property, the business deal, the multi-million dollar business deal. It was happening in your bit. Now listen, don't come up here if you don't have a contract on the table with the lawyer. This isn't a spiritual thing. I'm telling you, in the natural, you're facing a contract. You're supposed to sign an agreement, a legal binding contract. It's already offered to you in the natural. If that's not you, I don't want to pray for you. I only want to pray if you have a contract. I'm going to ask you, and you're going to have to tell me what it is. And not, I want to hear it clearly, what this contract is. And when I agree with you, it's going to be released. I'm going to have you line up across the platform. I'm telling you, it's a word from heaven. Many of you watching, you're screaming in your living room right now. Somebody in the banking, you just signed a contract. It's releasing cargo. Something about money and investments. I saw a banking contract signed. Hallelujah. It's going to be a $1 billion deal. There's a lot of money for things that you're building, commercial buildings and real estate. There's things being released out of banks right now. Things being released out of stocks and bonds right now. Things that are being released and moving on the economy, on the market right now. If you're in the room, I'm going to do this in a minute for everybody, but in this room tonight and watching in your living room tonight, there's something about signing the contract, signing the agreement. It's legal and binding. And the heaven, the angels that are in heaven are the witness tonight. Out of the courts of heaven tonight, God is speaking and releasing justice. And there's breakthrough coming into many of your homes, family situations, business. I'm telling you, things are going to be moved on heaven and earth in the spirit realm right now. Things are going to be untied and loosed. Things are going to be loosed in your life. Money's going to get moving. Jobs are going to get moving. Things are going to happen. Breakthrough in your churches, in your ministry. Property that's going to get moving. Land that's going to get moving. Investments in stocks and bonds that are going to get moving right now. How many of you are in a place where you need that kind of breakthrough? And the biggest thing is many of you, somebody stole. The devil stole what you had the right to. He stole your prophetic gift. He stole your dream gift. He stole your healing gift. He stole your church and ministry. You believe that there was an authority, and at one time you were moving in a mantle and an anointing of God's glory and power, and something happened and you lost it. It's time to get your title deed back. It's time to get your legal agreement back. It's time to get your authority back. It's time to get your dream and vision and mantle and anointing back. It's time to say, God, it's mine, and I'm going to sign it, and nobody's taking it from me. No government is going to take it. No human agenda is going to take it. No religious spirit's going to take it. No political spirit's going to take it, because my Father in heaven, this is my calling. This is my destiny. This is my anointing. This is my dream. This is my... Can you hear me? Can you hear me? It's the word of the Lord. Rise up and take it. Come on, somebody, rise up and take it in the spirit and sign it. Come on, get out your pen. Sign it. Get out your pen. Sign it. Sign it. Sign it. Sign it. Sign it. Sign it. Say, Father, I want my authority back. I want my gift. I want my anointing back. And it belongs to me. Every devil, get out of my way. It's mine. I have the legal contract. I have the title deed. I have the agreement in the signet ring of heaven. Come on, give him a shout. When I had the vision out of Esther 8:8, No man can revoke it. Whatever's written in the King's name, whatever you put on that paper right now, whatever you pray, whatever you ask in my name, people need to lift up their voice and start asking. Come on, if you got favor with God, lift up your voice and start asking for stuff. Come on, delight yourself in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. He will grant to you the desire of your heart. It's happening in this room. There's an anointing for your desires. There's an anointing for your dreams. An anointing for your hopes and visions. People in this room right now, I want you to lift up your voice and I want you to write things. Come on, prophesy and decree things in the spirit right now because heaven is moving. Heaven's witness. Heaven's courtroom right now. Angels that are in heaven are ready to back up things that you write right now, things that you decree right now, things that you speak with your mouth right now, things that you loose in heaven are being loosed on the earth right now. It's a binding and a loosing right now. Come on, in your living room, join us wherever you're watching tonight. Come on, lift up your voice. This is for you. This is for you in your home, in your living room right now. There's a binding and a loosing that's happening. God is releasing deeds. God is releasing title deeds. God is releasing agreements. God is releasing contracts that are legal and they're binding. No devil can get in the way. No man can get in the way. No human agenda can get in the way. It's birth of God and His authority is moving on it. And you delight yourself in the Lord. Who's going to delight themselves in the Lord? He will grant to you the desire of your heart. Whatever you write in the King's name, whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, Jesus said. Come on, start asking in His name. Start praying for stuff. Pray for buildings. Pray for lands. Pray for jobs. Pray for money. Pray for harvest. Pray for souls. Pray for revival. Pray for something. God's going to give it to you. God's going to give it to you. Write a decree. Write a decree. Write a decree. God's going to sign it. God's going to sign it. God's going to sign it. And many of the people on this very platform, after I touch you, that contract is going to come through. That money is going to come through. That business deal is going to come through. And when it does, sow something into the harvest. I'm not saying it has to be into this ministry, but I'm saying if God touches you and blesses you and gives you a breakthrough, God, this is for souls. This is for souls. Somewhere, somebody, I don't care who it is, you believe God. If God's going to touch you and bless you and give you power and enable you to get wealth, then He deserves the first fruits. Hallelujah. If you'll say in your heart, God, as you enable me again to come into millions, as you enable me again to come into financial breakthrough, as you enable me to expand in my business, I promise God, I have a commitment in my heart. This is for souls. This is for harvest. This is for revival. Because God is going to release a contract, even a multi-million, somebody on this platform. It's a multi-million dollar business deal. And if it comes through in technology, if it comes through in investment, if it comes through in computers, if it comes through in textile industry, if it comes through in real estate, oh, it's going to do something for you. It's going to do something for the kingdom. Hallelujah. And many of you watching, it's a decree I'm speaking right now. I'm telling you in the name of Jesus, it's a financial realm of breakthrough and property and lands and houses and investments and business deals and whatever it is that you're writing in the name of the King. But you know what the key is? Do I have favor? Favor is everything. Favor. How do I get favor? I'm going to talk about favor tonight. I'm going to talk about greater glory tonight. I'm going to talk about the favor and the blessing that comes in the presence of the Lord. And I don't know how it's going to happen, but then we're going to have an anointing glory favor service. And some of you are going to have the tangible favor of God on your life. It's like the coat of many colors. You're wearing the coat of many colors. Call it the law of favor. Favor attracts. People have it on them. I'll tell you what makes the difference. Favor makes the difference. I'm telling you, favor makes the difference. I've been preaching on favor for 10 years. But the favor I'm talking about, I don't have a bunch of principles. I'm talking about the favor that comes for the one that knows the presence of Jesus. The favor that comes in the face of God. The favor that comes in the glory. Some of you haven't had that favor. You haven't had it on your church. You haven't had it on your ministry. You haven't had it on your business. But if the favor of God shows up tonight, it'll cost you everything. But I'm telling you, you know what you want more than money and riches? And you know what you want? You want the favor of the King. It's being released tonight. Somebody pray, God, I want your favor. I want the favor of the King. It means everything to me, God. Now, the Bible says Jesus grew in favor before God and man. Who's ready to grow in favor? Increase of grace and favor. God, I want favor. Favor, favor, favor. Favor in life. Favor in business.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Favor in ministry. Favor in anointing. I want favor. Favor. Doors are going to open by favor. And there's favor being released tonight. Favor of God. Favor of God. Some of us have spent too much time chasing after the blessing, chasing after the breakthrough, chasing after, we call it the American dream, and you haven't been chasing after the glory. Chasing after the ministry, chasing after your visions, and you haven't been chasing after, I'm telling you, the person that's committed to sitting at the feet of Jesus. I mean, it isn't about time or hours, but I'm telling you, there is something about the more time that you spend with heaven, the more heaven's going to show up on you. And most pastors and preachers I know are not spending enough time with heaven. When I say time with heaven, I'm not talking about doing ministry and praying and interceding, preparing your sermon for Sunday. I'm talking about every day soaking, sitting at the feet of Jesus, waiting on the Lord, just drinking, just want to be in the glory. 30 days we've been in revival. And I told the Lord the first day that I would guard the secret place. I said, God, if you'll pour out your spirit, I'll be as faithful as I can. Help me. Help me, God. And for 30 days, I've made a commitment that I would spend 3 to 4 hours a day, every single day, just ministering to the Lord. I'm telling you, it's not about time and hours. But there are people in this room, if you will make a commitment tonight to the glory of God, again, watching me, make a commitment to your mornings, maybe it's an hour every morning. Make a commitment again. Get the secret place back. How many of you have lost, if you got honest about it, it's happened to me. It happened to me in Lakeland. It happened to me in the greatest revival. I got so busy and distracted. I didn't have time, not only to pray anymore, I didn't have time to be alone with God in the glory. And you got to understand, for me, my life has been, I've had times and seasons where my life has been 4 to 12 hours a day, every single day, in the glory. That's been my lifestyle. And so for me to go weeks or even months and get distracted and bogged down by the cares of this world and the busyness of life and ministry, and I've lost my way many, many, many times. I call it losing the secret place. And of course, there's grace. We're not talking works, but how many of you, if God would touch you with the grace again, you could admit, I've lost my secret place. I've lost my intimacy. I've lost my connection with the Father. If you're in the room and that's you, stand up. There's a moment, I feel the anointing on this in your living room. Stand up. I believe the presence of God tonight, right now, what I'm going to pray for is grace to come back into the secret place. If you'll ask Him for the secret place, Father, I ask for the secret place. He's going to give you the secret place. There's people asking him for the secret place. Come on, pastor, ask him. Somebody lift up their voice and say, Father, give me the secret place of your presence, the secret place of your power, the hiding place, the habitation of your presence again, the glory of God coming in my prayer life again, that open heaven where I have access again and I'm connected to the Father again. Oh, Jesus, my heart is longing for that intimacy. I want that intimacy. There's an anointing to be intimate, the intimate friendship of God. Let it come upon every person tonight in this room. Every person tonight in this room, on this platform. Put aside everything in your heart, everything in your agenda, everything in your mind and business. Put it all aside. Whatever it is, the reason you're watching, the reason you're in this building tonight, put it all aside and say, God, I ask for the glory again. Somebody ask him for the glory. I want your glory presence more than I want anything else. Oh God, if we don't have your glory, this is what Moses said. Moses said, if we don't have your presence, God, don't take me, don't take this people into the land of promise. I'm not going without the glory. I'm not moving without the glory. You've been moving too long without the glory. You've been working too hard without the glory. And it's just time to ask him, come again, Holy Spirit, come again. Oh, the glory of God, let it come upon me as a new grace, as a freshness blowing, a wind blowing. And Father, give me the secret place. I see the door to the secret place. The door to the Father's house is open. Come up here. Come up here. The door to the Father's house is open. Run. Run into the Father's love. Run into the Father's arms. Run into the Father's presence. It's open. A door standing open in heaven. Many of you in this room, as you begin to open up your mouth and pray tomorrow, as you open up your mouth and pray next week, as you open your Bible, something's going to come, its revelation is going to come off the pages again. And when you start praying, it's going to be as if you're in the very face of Jesus. I love you, Jesus. It's like you're in the face of Jesus. I'm that close. I'm that close to God. It's the nearness of God. I'm in his face. Lord, just release into every home, release into every heart and soul, release in this building tonight the glory presence. Come on, lift up your hearts, lift up your hands and lift up your hearts, the glory presence. Oh, come on, sing it for a minute. Oh, come on, come on. Oh, glory, glory, the glory, the glory
of your
I want to see it. I want to see it, God. I want to see it, God.
The glory of your face shining in the presence of God. The presence of God.
It's a glory. It's a glory. Father, please show me your glory. Show me your glory. Somebody's praying, it's coming on you, the glory. The glory. The glory. Some of you right now, You need to come and get right with God. You need to give your life to Jesus. Follow Jesus. You've never been in a meeting like this. You've never given your heart to Jesus. I'm telling you, as we're singing right now, I want you to get out of your seat and just come and stand. You might be lost, backslidden. I want you to just come and stand right now. Just come and stand before the altar. If you're in this meeting tonight and you've never given your whole life, your whole heart to Jesus, I want to pray with you. I'm going to pray with you tonight. I want you to come out of your seat and just, we're going to keep for a moment, we're going to sing. We want this glory. If you're here tonight and you want to pray, I want you just to come right now and just stand. Come and stand. God bless you. Anybody else? Come and get right with God. Come on, you might be lost, backslidden. Doesn't matter your background, your religion.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
We just invite every Buddhist, every atheist, every Hindu, every Muslim, every Christian. If you're not right with God, come down quickly, quickly. Just come quickly. Just come and give your life to Jesus right now. There's an anointing here. There's an anointing here. Come now. Come now. Hesitate. This is the day of salvation. Just come. Come and get right with God. Come and be born again.
I'm desperate for you, Jesus. And I'm desperate for you.
With you. Something's going to happen. I'm going to pray with you in your living room. I wanted to do it now. I felt the presence of God come into the room, and I knew we were going to give an altar call, and I said, God, the presence is here. The glory is here. Let's just give people an invitation right now. I'm going to pray for the people on the platform. I'll pray for some miracles tonight, but I'm telling you, if we can get a hold of the favor of God, the glory, the way the power of God will be released over the next few days. How many of you are, we're lost. We're lost without Him. We're lost without Jesus. And I'm going to pray with you. And I want you to pray with me. I want you to pray with me from the bottom of your heart. The Bible says you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. born of the Spirit, born again to enter the kingdom of God. You can only be born again if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. We can be saved. We can all be a follower. We need to follow Jesus. And I'm going to pray with you tonight, and you're going to just pray this prayer. Everybody in the room can pray. Would you pray with me in your living room? Maybe you're watching me in a prison somewhere. They told me today 40 prisons in South Africa can watch Healing Awakening live. 40 prisons. And now I'm working to see if I can get cameras into one of the prisons so that we can see them here on the screen, the prisoners receiving the gospel as we're here in Tonga. Come on, I'm praying right now. Lord, let the revivals break out in the prisons. Let the revivals break out in the prisons. I'm working right now. I said if we can get the prisons to open, there's prisons I will go into and preach the gospel in South Africa. But we can give an invitation tonight and have up to 755 million people potential, 240 million homes, in 214 nations live hearing the gospel tonight. Watching me in India, watching me in Europe somewhere, watching me in England, watching me in America, Australia, Canada, wherever you're watching, in your hotel room, on the God TV app, you're watching on your iPad, you're watching on your iPhone. Can we pray together? Everybody in the room, bow your head and close your eyes and just say this prayer. Jesus, I'm lost. Jesus, I want to know you. I want to be saved, born again. I open my heart. Touch me. Come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. Forgive me. Heal me, deliver me. I receive you now, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. I put my trust in you. I put my faith in you. And I want you to fill me with your glory. The glory of God is going to come on you now. Just stay focused, everybody in the room. The glory of God is going to touch those at this altar right now. It's coming into your heart. It's His love. Just receive it. There it is. Receive it. There it is. It's His presence touching. There goes. It's the glory of God. It's the glory of God. Everybody pray. Pray tonight as the glory of God moves upon these precious souls. Father, right now, thank you for saving. Thank you for healing. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for revealing the presence and power of Jesus, saving and healing. My God is touching you. He's touching you. Come on, He's touching you in your living room. He's touching you tonight. He's touching you. Come on, touch each soul. Pray with me, church. Oh, God, let the glory come on them. Let the healing glory come on them right now. These souls right now. These souls right now. Hallelujah. The glory's on you. The glory is on you right now. In the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Let the glory come on you. Let the glory come on you in your home. Let the glory. You're praying with me tonight. There's a glory coming on you in your home. Receive it. Receive it tonight. This glory, this anointing, this love. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, touch them with the glory. Father, touch them with the glory. Touch them. Touch them with the glory. Touch them. Touch them with the glory. Touch them with the glory. Touch them with the glory right now. Touch them with the glory. Every soul. Oh! Hallelujah. Oh! Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout. Give the Lord a mighty shout. Prayed that prayer with me, pick up your telephone and call the number on your screen. If you just prayed with me, I want to hear a testimony. I want to know what happened to you. You gave your life to Jesus. Send us an email, awakeningatgod.tv. Pick up the phone, call the number that's on the screen. There's somebody that'll pray with you on the telephone right now. If you're watching, wherever you are, pick up the telephone and call right now. Send us an email. Say, I prayed with you, Todd. I gave my life to Jesus. Send us a testimony, an email, awakeningatgod.tv. Everybody stand on their feet. I'm going to pray for these business deals. I'm going to pray for these title deeds. I'm going to pray for these contracts right now all across this platform. Hallelujah. We're just going to keep moving in the glory, keep moving in the anointing. Come on, give the Lord a mighty shout tonight. Jesus! Glory! Secret place. Presence is coming back. Come on. Lord, release it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I had a word. Release the title deed. Release the, sign it. Right now, we're signing it. Signing it in the spirit. There's deals being released in the glory.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget you can visit us at VFNTV.com.
Business deals, financial angels. Oh, God, release it. It's a financial breakthrough. Hallelujah. Receive it. Breakthrough in the glory. I release it out of the glory. Releasing it out of the glory. Tonight. Come on, tell him we're desperate, Lord. We're desperate. We're lost.
I'm lost without
Jesus.
Jesus. I'm desperate for you.
All over this room, there's a desperation, God, a holy desperation, a holy hunger. In Jesus' name. You can be seated. Whew, what a sweet presence. You know what's amazing is out of that word of knowledge I had about signing the title deed, the agreement, the legal contract. Somehow, out of that, a glory came and a harvest of souls came. Come on, give Jesus another. That was awesome. Now, I know we're going to have an anointing service Friday night, tomorrow night. People are watching in their homes right now in Tonga. There's probably more people watching in their homes tonight. Listen, when I was praying today, every Friday night we have an impartation anointing service. We get out buckets of oil and we anoint everybody. We anoint everybody with oil on Fridays. And this time when I was praying about it, the Lord showed me that when we anoint people with oil, we're going to anoint their household. It's like when Moses took the blood and put it on the doorposts, Passover, so the angel of death would pass over families and homes when the angel saw the blood. I saw that. Tomorrow night, it's not just oil, but it's blood. When we anoint people with oil, it's like we're putting oil. We're declaring something of Passover. It's going to happen in the spirit. You're going to want to be here early tomorrow night. There won't be a seat left in the building. But tonight, I mean, I don't know about you, but the presence of Jesus. It's like being under a waterfall tonight. Just stay under it for a minute. Stay under it. The tangible presence of the Holy Spirit, like a waterfall, poured out like a flood, poured out like water on him who was thirsty. God, a river beginning to flow. And just say, God, I want to be deeper. I want to be deeper in these waters. I want to be deeper in the river. Oh, God, a river in which one cannot cross, but a river in which one must swim. I want to be deeper in the ocean of your love. God's just pouring it out right now. And you can tell him you're thirsty tonight and you can drink. You can drink the wine. You can drink the milk. You could taste and see that the Lord is good. You can have the honey. Oh, hallelujah. The sweet wine. Jesus poured out on those who were thirsty tonight. Let the glory come on them. Like being under a flood. Like being under a waterfall. Like being under a tsunami of your glory. Just pour it out and just keep pouring it out into every hungry heart. Pouring it out into every living room. It's just Jesus, your presence. Rich, sweet. Kabod, Shekinah glory presence is what we want tonight. The very atmosphere, the very air we breathe. Oh, ha ha. Oh, Jesus. Amen. Somehow, I got to ask people to sow tonight into the glory. People watching tonight, blessed by this anointing coming into your home every night. I'm going to ask people tonight to just sow, to sow into the glory. It's going to be a sacrifice for many of you. And others of you are going to give out of your abundance. You know, I heard a pastor say, you know, those guys are just in Africa to make money, to take money from the poor. Of all the places we could be in the world, you don't come to Africa to make money. In fact, it was our ministry and our partners in America that paid for us to come to South Africa. And we came and asked for nothing. ...100% of every dollar we receive in these offerings right now are going into the healing, awakening, revival budget. Everything is being spent on the ground in South Africa. Truth be told, we have not yet to meet our $35,000, 350,000 rand day, every day budget. And we don't expect that we're going to receive it in this meeting. Friends and partners around the world, God TV angels, partners around the world are sowing and responding. But it's a faith commitment that Wendy and Rory, they have made in faith. Not having the money to say, Todd, we want to take what's happening in Tonga and bring it into the world. Come on, how many of you could thank God for that? You're watching. Thank God for that. Thank you, Wendy and Rory, God TV. Thank you. It's a sacrifice, but I'm telling you right now, 6,500 decisions for Jesus Christ, people that have come forward in these meetings to receive Jesus, 6,500 souls. Come on, thank God for that. 29 days. And we're trying our best to get the testimonies of people that are getting saved in their living rooms and watching revival every night. We're getting testimonies coming in from around the world of people that are getting saved. They're picking up their phone. They're calling God TV. They're giving their life to Jesus with us. I mean, only heaven knows the numbers. But we're doing our best. Because I'm telling you, the greatest miracle is salvation. Every meeting, there's an opportunity, an invitation to know Jesus. But we're going to receive an offering tonight, and we're going to ask God to multiply it. We're believing for breakthrough. I had a word tonight from heaven about some of the business contracts that we're going to sow into it tonight. Sow into your breakthrough. Watching tonight, say thank you, God. I love what's happening in Tonga. I'm hungry for this in my church, my city. Sow into it tonight. Your living room, people in your living room right now, take an offering and say, you know what, God TV, I'm sowing into revival in Africa. Our partners are standing with us around the world, and they're giving so we can be here on the ground. But I believe there's money in this nation.
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to The Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third great awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.